You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Basketball Conference, the ACC Football Podcast. My name is Joey Weaver. He is Mike McDaniel. Mike, welcome to bowl preview season. How are you doing? You ready to preview some bowl games?
Phenomenal. Wearing my Georgia Tech apparel.
You are. You are wearing your Georgia Tech apparel, and I'm glad you said that because you reminded me of something that we got to do on this here episode that
I did not remember
in the last hour or so. So thank you for the reminder there.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's exactly why. All those podcasting big bucks that we make, that's why you get all of them. That's right.
Yes, very much so. Which is why I reminded you that we are sponsored by
Section103.com, Mike.
That's right.
What in particular reminded you that we were sponsored by Section103.com?
Because I'm wearing that sweet Section 103 drip in the form of a t-shirt.
Mike, it looks comfortable. It looks great. You look good. You should wear that shirt every day. Do you?
No, because I'm not a Georgia Tech alum, but you are. And where did you get that shirt?
Well. Speak of the devil, I am also wearing a Section 103 shirt, as it would happen.
We match.
It is the performance gold shirt. It says just Georgia Tech across the top. It's got the official word mark on it. It's super comfortable. It looks great, if I do say so myself. It is one of a very large lineup of options that Georgia Tech fans can go find at section103.com. So go check it out this holiday season. I know we're probably releasing this a little bit too late for the stocking stuffers that you're looking for. I don't know when Hanukkah starts or ended, but maybe that's still going on if you're looking for gifts for that.
Definitely over.
Do you give New Year's presents or like Columbus Day presents or whatever's coming up? I don't know. You can get all those at section103.com. Use promo code GOACC for 10% off your first order. Mike, I saw on Twitter earlier today that depending on when you're seeing this and what size you wear, there is at least one of the Feliz Bobby Dodge sweatshirts left over if you found in the warehouse. So Steven's a man of the people. He's got a lot of great options. He even had a cool design that came out very recently featuring a design that is just four icons that really could mean anything, but seems like it could be a little bit analogous to Georgia Tech's little cheer of fight, win, drink, get naked. So, all those things. If you want any of those things, go use promo code GOACC to get 10% off your first order at section103.com, Mike.
Yeah, make sure to do that. Maybe I'll get myself one of those icon shirts.
You should. It's fine. It's a really good deep cut, too, that like you can wear it into a social situation, and you really can kind of tell who knows what's up based on if they can tell what your shirt means. So
I can wear it around my wife's family, like her grandmother, and she won't be too offended by it.
She won't know the difference unless she's like a part of the Georgia Tech fam, and then she'll know what's up.
She's not, but I can't wait to explain it to her.
That's right. It's fun. Mike, let's get into bowl season here. So for the uninitiated, we'll say, the people that are kind of new to the podcast that haven't listened to us in the past, here's what we do. So the ACC plays bowl games across several days, and sometimes it's one on a day, sometimes it's several on a day. We do individual preview episodes for each day of the ACC's bowl season. So this year, Mike, we have 5 days of bowl season. Most of those days, I guess 3 out of 5, have 2 games being played. 1 day has 3 games being played. And this day that we're going to talk about, being Monday, December 27th, has only 1 game being played. So this episode is to represent the Monday, December 27th bowl game. We're going to come back very quickly and do an episode to preview the Tuesday, December 28th bowl games, and so on and so forth. So keep it tuned here. There's going to be a lot of bowl preview action. And then, Mike, what we'll probably do shortly after the first of the year is come back and recap all the bowl games in one particular episode and then kind of just move on into the offseason from there.
Makes sense to me.
Checks out.
Which is probably good because I'm co-hosting the podcast. So.
That's right. We hadn't talked about this before. We hadn't run this past you, but I'm glad you agree with my plan, we'll say.
Yes. I'm glad you and I are both on the same page here.
There you go.
It wasn't even being sarcastic. I was agreeing with you.
There you go. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Mike, this episode right now that we are recording is for the one bowl game that the ACC is participating in on Monday, December the 27th. So you have had Christmas Eve on Friday, Christmas on Saturday. You've recovered on Sunday, and now it is time to lock into ACC bowl action. Monday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN from the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland. It is the Military Bowl presented not by Northrop Grumman, sorry, Scott, but by Peraton. It is Boston College, a 3-point favorite, taking on the East Carolina Pirates. Total is 51.5, Mike. I want to start here. As we get into bowl season, there is a great little nugget that Chris Felica, you'll know him as the Bear on College Game Day,
yes,
that he has dropped related to bowl season that is fantastic. And I believe he was looking over the last 10-plus years where he said that if you go and look at bowl games where a team is a single-digit underdog, so they are an underdog by 9 points or less, he said that those teams cover the spread about 51% of the time, which is right about what you'd expect. About half and half, right?
Right.
However, when the teams do cover the spread, they win the game outright 78% of the time, meaning chances are if you want a single-digit underdog against the spread, you probably just want them to win the game straight up. Do you want East Carolina to win this game straight up, Mike?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Same. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about this game.
It's the freaking Military Bowl. I don't know. I mean,
it's Boston College with a bit of a banged up Phil Dracovic still. He's probably healthier than he was after like a month of sitting around and healing up a little bit. We found out earlier today as we record this on Tuesday, December the 21st, and that's an important little timestamp here. We were recording this about 6 days ahead of time. We found out today that Zay Flowers is coming back to Boston College for next year. That's a pretty big get for
huge
for
yeah.
the Eagles. So that's a nice little boost of morale. I mean, Boston College should be able to win this game by 3+ points, but I mean, I have no idea how much they are or aren't going to like give a damn about this game. I feel bad, but it's like I almost have like no opinion here either way. Like neither one of these is like a particularly good, complete team that like I really know what to expect from on a given week.
Let's back up real quick for 1 second. Explain this to me like I'm five. Why is Zay Flowers returning to school?
The best I can come up with, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Zay Flowers is a true junior. So he's only been in college for 3 years. So in theory, he hasn't earned his undergraduate degree yet. So maybe he just wants to finish that out at Boston College. Maybe that's important to him. It's possible.
Maybe he's the first one in the family to graduate college. Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe he thinks he's going to add to his draft stock. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
Oh, no, he's not going to do that.
And I agree. He's not going to do that. I mean, he had almost 750 yards receiving this year and 5 touchdowns, and he is a short receiver. He's explosive. And
yeah,
oh, he was great. Able to put up. Listen, I am not going to slander the good name of Zay Flowers. But what I will say is that how much better is it going to be? Like, is an NFL scout going to evaluate him differently next year if he has like 1,200 yards receiving with a better quarterback? He's going to be the same receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was able to average over 17 yards per catch with Dennis Grossell throwing him the ball for a good chunk of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think that we're going to be in a situation with Zay Flowers where he just ups his draft stock so much that from an NFL standpoint, that this is like a great move to return to school. I don't really understand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I tend to agree with that. I mean, there's a couple ways you can look at it that, yeah, sure, like this could be a good move. But I think from a pure football standpoint, like the best move for Zay Flowers is just to go to the draft. Like,
right.
I don't know what else he's going to show you here at Boston College next year that he hasn't already shown you over the last 3 years from a football standpoint. Now, again, if he has motivations beyond football, by all means, sure, dude, do right. your thing, like live your life, come back to college, you know, finish, get an extra year in college. I did that. I loved it. Like, you know, no regrets. But like, if it's all about like the draft stock and your football career, I do not understand why you're coming back to Boston College next year. I don't get that.
No, don't get it. I like go to the draft, have one less year of wear and tear on your 5'10", 175-pound body, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't know how much he's going to increase his draft stock. Right. Anyway, I think East Carolina, the reason why I bring that up too is like, I'm not sure how East Carolina is going to defend Zay Flowers.
No.
That's kind of where I'm at here. I mean, East Carolina as a defense, I mean, they've been decent this year, but they're giving up over 230 yards per game through the air. And I get they play in a weaker conference, right? So some of those numbers could be inflated to a degree. Mm-hmm. But this is a Boston College offense that I think if Phil Dracovic's right, like I don't know who East Carolina is going to be able to throw at Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing here. And East Carolina's got a competent offense. Like I think they'll figure it out. There was only one game, you know, in their final five games of the year where they scored less than 30 points. I'm sorry, two. They had a 29-14 victory in late October against USF. But other than that, the only game where they didn't score at least 30 points was their loss on the 26th of November to Cincinnati when they lost 35-13, and Cincinnati's a playoff team. Mm-hmm. So East Carolina definitely was playing their best football towards the end of the year. Obviously finished the year 7-5, and you know, they definitely were much better from October on, but I look at this Boston College team and they've played tougher competition all year. Phil Dracovic with a month to rest. You know, you have Pat Garwood with a third still, who's been running the ball pretty well this year. You got Zay Flowers, who I think is a tough guy to defend one-on-one. I just think it's a tough matchup for East Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with that. And I mean, from a motivational standpoint, I don't know that either team explicitly has an advantage here. If anything, I mean, I trust Jeff Hafley to get his team up for any given game on any given day. Like, I don't know that we've seen Boston College come out just totally flat under Jeff Hafley. Like, there are times that they're getting out-talented and outplayed, and that's one thing. But it's another thing. You can kind of tell a difference when they're just flat and just sort of going through the motions and they don't really care. And I just don't think I've seen that from Boston College at all. I think from that standpoint, give me Boston College minus the three. I think they're talented enough, good enough. I think give Phil Dracovic a full month outside of football, really, to kind of continue healing up and becoming more of himself. And I think if we were seeing the Phil Dracovic that we're going to see in this game, you know, Thanksgiving weekend or a little bit before that, like, I don't think this would be a 3-point spread. I think it would be more like a touchdown or something like that, you know. So give me the Eagles. I think Boston College wins this game.
What's your feeling on the total?
51.5. I guess I just lean over for the sake of bowl game defensive projections. Like, I just don't think defenses care nearly enough in bowl games by and large to bet the under, but like,
right.
I don't know. 51.5 sounds about right. It's about right.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I'll lean over because maybe the defenses don't show up. Plus like all the opt outs, it's really hard to keep track of who's opting out, who's not. I mean, I feel like a lot of these bowl games, especially the ones where, you know, we're kind of farther and farther away from the New Year's Six, it's like and I get it's the 27th, right? I get you're pretty close to New Year's, but with all the bowl games that are left to be played by the time the military bowl comes around, like there's still a, we're still a long ways in bowl game, bowl season terms from the New Year's Six. And I just don't, it's a wasteland with the amount of kids opting out of these games.
Well, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, because it comes to a thought that I had earlier today when I was thinking about this game in particular, knowing that we were going to preview it.
Right.
That thought being, I can't remember a time, Mike, in recent years, since kind of opting out of bowl games has been a thing, where we have seen a bowl game opt out from a player who was going to be returning to school the following year. Is there something that I'm forgetting there? Can you remember a time off the top of your head there?
No. It just feels like a lot of kids are opting out and like saying, yeah. I'm going to prepare for the NFL draft. But then it's like kids who are probably fringe draft picks. I'm not talking like a top 10 pick or first round pick that's saying I'm not playing in the Frisco Bowl or the, we'll throw it back for you, Joey, the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl. Oh, baby.
Take me back.
College football porn, baby.
That is working on the mustache.
That we are. Get me all stashed up for the Poinsettia Bowl. But it's not like a top 10 pick who's preparing for that, right? It's like we got Kenny Pickett opting out of the Peach Bowl. We have Kenneth Walker opting out of the Peach Bowl.
Sure.
Like a guy that was a Heisman finalist and a running back that probably should have been a Heisman finalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
So the reason I bring that up, Mike, the reason I bring it up and I was thinking about it is, if I could come up with a scenario where it makes more sense than anything I could come up with for a player to opt out only to then like already have announced that they are returning to school next year, in a way, it might be Phil Dracovic in this bowl game.
Yes.
So if you think about it, like if he were healthy all throughout this entire season, he might be opting out to just not get hurt and go to the draft next year. Like he would have been probably one of the top 5 to 7 quarterbacks on the draft this year easily, right? Like, this isn't a good quarterback draft class. He would have been at the top
easily. I mean, I think the quarterback draft class on paper is better now than it was like 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not even now, like even after the season Kenny Pickett had, even after the numbers Sam Howell put up, like this is not a great quarterback draft.
Not at all. And to think that, like, you know, again, Dracovic would have been going to the draft after the season if not for the injury. Instead, he's coming off the injury, and most recently we've seen him fighting back from an injury. In my mind, it makes complete and total sense if I am in his shoes to say, you know what, I'm not going to re-injure this. I'm not going to, you know, risk myself getting injured badly again that might, you know, put my draft stock in jeopardy next year, you know, for the 2023 draft.
Right.
So, again, this isn't a thing. This is just a hypothetical. But I'm just saying, like, if I could come up with a scenario that it makes sense for somebody to opt out of a bowl game and then come back and play next year and do all of that just, like, very upfront and knowingly, this might be what it looks like. So, interesting, a little bit interesting to me in a way that Phil Dracovic's not doing that.
No, I agree. I mean, I didn't really understand why he was rushing back to play against Virginia Tech at the end of the year. Like, that didn't make a lot of sense. I'm like, all right, he's back, but like, why?
For what?
Like, for what? Like, what do you? Yeah, you gotta improve your draft stock now. I mean, you missed an entire season. I like, if I were in his shoes, and they didn't play well, like the last few games, he did not play very well. So it's like, okay, great, you came back, but like your numbers weren't very good because you're not fully healthy. And wouldn't you rather just have NFL scouts look at your first couple of games of this year where you put up decent numbers and then look at last season where you were, you know, awesome, one of the best quarterbacks in the ACC? Wouldn't you rather have that on film if you're going to a draft? But he's not. He's coming back, so whatever.
Yep. All to say, Mike, Boston College -3 and over 51.5, I guess, but No locks or wagers on this for me.
Absolutely not.
And by the way, on that note, our Van Gorder coin wager competition continues through bowl season. So there's a little bit of ground I need to make up here, and I intend to make it up through bowl season, but it will not be on this game.
No, I mean, for the love of God, don't bet the military bowl.
Would not recommend it. I don't know. Maybe watch a drive or two like day of and then get a live bet in. But as we sit here previewing this a week before Christmas, no, don't be putting bets in tonight. Don't do that.
No. Go outside and play in the cul-de-sac or something.
That's good advice, Mike. Just go outside.
Yeah. Ride your Christmas bicycle around.
That's right. That's right. Mike, that's all I got. Anything else?
Get on your trike. Yeah. No. I have nothing else. I'm rambling.
Mike, enjoy the military bowl.
At least Virginia Tech's not playing in it this year.
Scott, ask your people why they don't sponsor the military bowl anymore.
Yeah, man. When Northrop Grumman was sponsoring the military bowl, I had a family friend who was on the bowl committee. So we'd always get sweet tickets. And I don't think we get those anymore.
Well, there you go. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's the astronaut from my wedding that almost fell into the cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, geez. You got way better connections than I got.
He's it, really. So
he's in the club. In the club.
He's in the club. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Well, go Eagles. Go beat East Carolina at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN on Monday, December the 27th in the Military Bowl presented by Periton. Go do that. Mike, let's get out of here. Let's go preview some more bowl games. In the meantime, they can find us on Twitter. I'm at FTRS Joey. He is at Mike McDaniel SOS. Together at BC Podcast ACC. You can send us an email with your questions, your comments, your concerns to the longest email address known to man, basketballconferencepodcast@gmail.com.
Nailed it.
Thank you. You can find us on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Hit that rate, review, subscribe. All those things. Do those things for us. Mike, where else can they find us on social medias?
Facebook.com/basketballconference. Rate, review, find all of our podcasts there. Check us out on Instagram at BC Podcast ACC. Joey just mentioned the Spotify thing. That's important. Want to talk about that real quick? So Spotify is now allowing you to rate your podcasts.
Yes.
So that is extremely important to Joey and I, that you throw a rating onto Spotify. Our ratings from all the different sites get compiled in one place for us, and we can see our ratings and our reviews. Please, if you're a Spotify listener, because we always say, oh, go rate and review on Apple, all that. If you are a Spotify listener, which I know a lot of you are, based on the data that we look at, we know where you're listening to the podcast. A lot of you are Spotify listeners. Please go rate the podcast. And Joey, I think you mentioned there might be a caveat where you got to listen to a few of them, but if you're a regular listener of this podcast on Spotify, you should be able to rate us.
That's right. Yeah. So there is a little requirement. I think, you know, it's either 2 episodes, 3 episodes, 5 episodes, whatever. You have to go listen to a certain specific number of episodes, like inside of the Spotify app, before you're allowed to rate. So if you're someone who listens on Overcast or on the Apple Podcasts app or Google Podcasts or whatever, you know, some other app, you know, if you just wanted to casually jump in to the Spotify app and, you know, turn it on your speakers at home before you leave for work one day and let it run for a few episodes and then come back and rate us at the end of the day, we would love that. And I think your dog at home would love that too. They would love to listen to us while you're at work. So,
oh yeah.
Any help you can give us in terms of, you know, listen to a couple episodes and then rate us, that would be great. So, anything within Spotify y'all can do for us. That's a new system that's available as of like yesterday. Again, we record this on Tuesday, the 21st. So, still pretty brand new. So go check that out. We really appreciate any help you can offer us there.
Yeah, please.
Please do. Mike, that's all I got. You want to come back and keep previewing some bowl games?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, until next time, for Mr. Mike McDaniel, I am Joey Weaver. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. And until next time, go ACC.